Sophie Law. BBC
Radio Oxford. Right then, time to talk about a brand new BBC series that if you were into your punk, you might want to get behind. Riot Women. It's on iPlayer now and it's shining a spotlight on older female punk bands. And of course, we have our own one right here in Oxfordshire who we've spoken to before on the show. Made up of women aged in their 50s right through to their 70s. They are brilliantly called The Hormones. They've played sellout shows, raised money for charity, inspired others and continue to prove that you cannot put an age limit on punk. Joining me now from the band are Deb, Elise and Suzette. Morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What a lovely trio of chirps there. Deb, we'll start with you. For people who haven't heard you on the radio before, tell me what inspired you all to start a punk band, start The Hormones.
Oh, right. Okay, well, I think it was quite a few years ago, probably going back a couple of years. We read this article about a group of women who'd formed a kind of punk collective in Leicester. And we were so inspired by this, we thought, wouldn't it be great if Oxford had one of its own? So I asked around, asked a few friends, see if anyone was interested. And a few people were, and we took it from there.
And the rest, as they say, is history. Tell us about the last 12 months, Deb. What have you been up to?
Well, it's all been very exciting. We're writing more of our own songs. We've been playing more gigs. We played at Funkfest this year, which is very exciting. And we have our own film crew. People are making a documentary about us, which is also very exciting.
Amazing! When are we going to be able to see that, do you know?
Not sure yet, but watch this space and we'll come on and tell you about it when it's about to be released.
So, yes, please do. Eloise, how are you feeling to be able to watch kind of this on the iPlayer, Riot Women, sort of almost telling your own story? Were you excited when you heard it was coming out?
Yeah, we were. We were very excited. And I think we've probably only been going a few months when we heard that Sally was writing it. So, yeah, we were looking forward to seeing it all happen. I did invite Sally, actually. I wrote her a card and I invited her to one of our gigs last year. I think she was a bit busy.
Oh, I mean, she is a busy lady, Sally Wainwright, who's written this. But, you know, if you don't ask, you don't get, Elise. I appreciate
exactly.
that for you. Now, you play the sax, so tell me about how it feels when you're gigging, when you're up on stage, in full flight.
Oh, I absolutely love it. I can't keep still, in fact. And on our last gig, I had to start undressing, and our lead singer, Lisa, said to the audience, oh, she always does this. But I guess because we're women of a certain age, we do overheat sometimes.
I feel you, Elise. The overheating is a real problem, particularly for punk fans. And Suzette, I mean, there's just not only the TV drama Riot Women, but this wave of sort of older female punk bands getting attention. Do you feel like the movement is growing?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as Deb said, we were inspired by a Leicester collective that's generated a whole host of bands in Leicester, and they do lots to support women who are interested in doing this and to promote the idea. I think it's just great to be, you know, to be heard and to take up space and all of those things that it's okay for older women to do now, you know.
Absolutely. And I mean, do you think about inspiring other women, or is it just about the music for you, Suzette? Like, because you must have people come up to you at the shows and be like, oh, I can't believe you're doing this. This is so cool.
Oh, we absolutely do. And we also, I mean, at the beginning, we had lots of people going, can I join your band? And there are already 9 of us. So we had to start saying, do you know what? Start your own band. It's just something you can do. If you want to do it, you just do it.
Amazing. Now, Riot Women is on the iPlayer now if you want to catch up on that and see that. Deb, when can we see the Hormones again? What's the next kind of few months hold for you if people want to come out and check you out?
Oh, that's a fantastic question. Of course, I don't have a date off the top of my head, but you can find us on the social media and our website, but we are playing Burns Park Community Centre in October and November. We're also playing at the O2 on the Cowley Road at the end of November. I think it's the 29th.
Fantastic. Well, it's lovely to speak to all of you, Suzette, Elise and Deb from the amazing punk band The Hormones. If you've been watching Riot Women already, you might want to go and check them out.